This is the show.
The idea that Democrats want to raise taxes is just unfounded.
At ToddTaxpayer.com.
The Nevada Vision Stakeholder Group has taken a vacation after spending over $250,000 on a squishy report that did not say a thing. Not even a tax-hiking Democrat like State Senator Stephen Horsford could find anything useful in the work that has been done so far, even though it is his legislation, SCR 37, that was forced onto the Nevada taxpayer through the State Board of Examiners. Unconstitutionally, I might add. SCR 37 says the work must be done by July 1st. The Nevada Vision Stakeholder Group has failed. And here is Stephen Horsford's excuse on Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Well, there were some items that were included by Moody's, the consultant team that was selected by the legislature to conduct this tax analysis as well as do the facilitation. But ultimately, the committee decided to send that report back to Moody's and have them really start from scratch and deliver a product that reflects the work of the committee.
What new benchmarks were they given?
Benchmarks as far as
what should be in there, what the time frame is, etc.
Well, the primary emphasis here was about building a strategic plan for the state of Nevada. As you know, we lack strategic plans, strategic visions, whether it deals with our education, our healthcare system, how we're going to diversify our economy and create jobs. And because Nevada ranks low in a number of key indicators, the charge of the group, as well as Moody's, is to identify empirical data benchmarks, where we are today, and how we can improve those benchmarks over time, 5-10 years from now.
And the tax portion relies on the vision portion coming first, correct? And do you anticipate this now being done before the elections?
I don't know exactly. I know it will be done before the end of the year so that it will inform the next legislative session as well as the new governor. There was the effort to have a complete comprehensive tax analysis done on the structure of the state based on, you know, the fact that, you know, it's been some time since the last study was done. This was something that Senate Minority Leader Bill Raggio really believed needed to be part of the plan in the interim so that we would have that information for the next legislative session.
All right, now, let me see if I can translate that for you. Nevada lacks the socialist infrastructure to manage every aspect of the daily lives of the people of Nevada. And we need a 5-year plan similar to what they had in the old Soviet Union or Communist China as an excuse to develop that socialist infrastructure and consolidate the power and control of the Democrat Party. That is what Senator Stephen Horsford said. You know, listen again if you're not sure. Run it back. Don't believe me. And who does State Senator Stephen Horsford identify as the driving horse behind the effort? Senator Bill Raggio. Now look, he said it, not me. I wouldn't think that was the case. That's what Stephen Horsford said. Now, if Rory Reid is out there in his campaign for governor with Brian Sandoval, if he's out there saying no new taxes, and State Senator Stephen Horsford is saying we need every tax to go up and create new taxes, well, how does that jive? Respected reporter Ray Hager of the Reno Gazette Journal asks if these two people are on the same page, or which one of them is lying to Nevada voters.
Rory and I are in complete agreement that education in the state of Nevada has to be the priority, and that we can't fix our economy until we fix our education system. And that means taking really rethinking the way education in this state works. You know, I'm a parent of three young children, two of whom are in public schools. And I, like many other parents, are concerned about the quality of education that they're receiving today and the education that they'll receive in the future. Now, as a person who's a product of the public school system, I know that there's a lot of good things that are happening in many of our schools. But based on the Education Week study that was just released earlier this week, Nevada ranks last in the country in the number of students who are graduating within 4 years from with a high school diploma. Only four out of ten students in Nevada graduate within 4 years. What's happening to the other six students? That's a moral question that we all must answer as leaders in this state.
Okay, that's fine. Now, here is what Rory Reed said on Nevada Newsmakers a few days before on raising taxes.
The reason we have difficult choices to make is because this is a difficult economy, and I will provide a budget that is balanced without additional revenue.
Increased taxes?
I won't ask for increased taxes.
So, the real debate in Nevada politics is between Democrat Rory Reed, who says no new taxes, and Democrat State Senate Majority Leader Stephen Horsford, who wants to raise current taxes and create new taxes in Nevada. But the Vision stakeholder group failed to come up with the academic excuse on time. So he's going to fall back on a secular, religious, or moral argument to raise taxes, right? Isn't that what it was? State Senator Stephen Horsford's new argument to raise taxes on an economy that cannot afford it is simply because it's the right thing to do. That's it. You're supposed to trust him. That's the kind of thinking that will dominate the Nevada legislature next time around, because they think it's the right thing to do. No facts or accountability required. And they are going to use your wallet as a piggy bank, demanding you work more hours and give up more of your savings and investments for their pet projects and political contributors. Okay? Education in Nevada is more important than you and your family are. Listen.
What has to be solved is that we have to make education the priority. Education, you cannot grow our economy unless we have a greater investment in our schools. The quality of education that is currently being provided is not adequate. None of us should be pleased with what we are providing to our children. And it's really a moral obligation to do the right thing on behalf of education. And as we improve our education, we will improve our economy. As we grow the economy, as we diversify into new industries and attract those new businesses, then our economy will grow, and that will fix the majority of our budget problem.
Just like magic, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Just like magic. Raise taxes and every problem is solved. Utopian feudal socialism with the Reed family, Harry and Rory, calling the shots, and Stephen Horsford writing the legislation in the Nevada legislature. Okay, what does that sound like to you? Well, all of this could be less than 7 months away. So don't act surprised. Could be coming. Listen to this preview.
This is our home. You know, we call Nevada home. And the majority of what's done in state government, whether it's education, health and human services, or public safety, directly impacts all of our homes as Nevadans. And so I'm looking forward with the new governor and really a new generation of leaders that will be elected this time because of term limits to the legislature, that we will be able to approach new ideas and new ways of thinking. For example, Senator Joyce Woodhouse is leading a committee right now this interim on a fundamental review of the way government works from top to bottom in some key agencies, where they're going to have to justify every line item of their expenditures and how some of the programs work. We're calling for a greater performance indicators for state programs and agencies so that they're not just getting money rolled over fiscal year after fiscal year, but they're going to have to account and show performance for the investments and the funding that they do receive. That's a different way to have the state government work than it's worked in the past. And that's been happening under the leadership of the democratically controlled legislature.
Yeah, under the leadership of the Democrat Party in the legislature. However, he failed to mention they are stealing every idea for efficiency right out of the Sage Commission report. He didn't mention that. I will. You know, the entire premise of the Nevada Vision Stakeholder Group was to provide an academic excuse to raise taxes and then tool up the tax department at the state for the new tax. Now, listen to State Senator Stephen Horsford essentially play dumb, okay? He approved the money for the new computers and software for the new tax, but he's not telling anyone for what tax that is. Now, listen to Sam Shad of Nevada Newsmakers pin him down on this.
My question is, what kind of tax is the structure being built for? Because there's being money invested from the state into this.
Well, I'm not quite sure which item you're referring to with the tax department. You're right. It is difficult if there are new policies that are passed by the legislature and signed by the governor for them to actually get implemented within a reasonable time.
Huh? What money to collect new taxes? What money? You know, he's playing dumb. And of course, always blame the people who are not paying enough taxes as the reason to get more taxes. Listen to this.
One of the things that's being discussed is the fact that, you know, we need to bring our infrastructure up to speed in the state of Nevada. For example, there's some amount of $150 million or more of uncollected taxes that are due to the state of Nevada. But because of our lack of infrastructure and our inability to collect that revenue, it's contributing to part of the shortfall.
So here is what is important to remember in the months ahead, okay? It was right there. What do Commissioner Rory Reid and State Senator Stephen Horsford disagree on? That is where the great debate in Nevada politics will focus in the months ahead, because you simply can't do what is morally right, according to State Senator Stephen Horsford, and fulfill Commissioner Rory Reid's campaign promise of no new taxes. Not possible. Unless Senator Reid is going to send his son $4 billion from Washington, D.C., no strings attached. Okay? Feudal socialism. And according to them, it's all George Bush and Jim Gibbons. It's their fault. Now, what do the voters in Nevada believe? And what will they believe on Election Day in November? You know, it would be a fascinating political battle to watch, if it wasn't so scary, and the implications for our constitutional republic so enormous. And you will decide.
The idea that Democrats want to raise taxes is just unfounded.
You've been listening to The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.
Am I done? Am I finished?
If you have something to say, call 877-932-4WEB. That's 877-932-4932. And leave a comment for The Show.
There was a shoebox with a phone book in it.
And the kick in the can thing.
Okay.
No one envisioned
The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.